Well, Tony Pike is back in Brisbane from his New Zealand base. Morning to you, Tony.
Morning, Andrew.
Tony, you've come over initially after winning the 10,000 with the Bostonian. You were going to go straight to the Stradbroke, but you're just sort of having a rethink at this stage.
Yeah, look, just waiting on his re-rating to come out, Andrew. It's not officially out yet from the 10,000, and look, it's looking probably around about a 108, 109 mark. Obviously, the top end of the Stradbroke seems to be falling away a wee bit, so he's going to be starting to get up in the weights in that race. He worked brilliantly on the course proper at Eagle Farm this morning, so we'll have a discussion with the owners through the day, see where he pulls up overnight, and there is a possibility he could run Saturday at Kingsford Smith.
Okay, and just in regard to the Stradbroke, so obviously the weights come out on Monday. Osborne Balls, I presume, are still going to have to be weighted because he's in the race, but he's obviously not going there. So it is going to impact other horses, as you say.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll know a lot more then. But the horse is actually flying at the moment, and Michael galloped him this morning, which he was extremely happy with the horse. And as I said, we'll discuss it with the owners today, and we'll make a firm decision tomorrow morning.
Okay, but is the and sorry to repeat myself here, but are you keen on the Stradbroke? Consider, or are you waiting to see what weight you get?
Look, I'd like to know what weight we get. Obviously, he's not a very big horse, but essentially he's already won at weight for age, so he can carry weight. But these big handicap races are hard to win. If you're carrying top weight, so it's not a race to be sneezed at on Saturday either. Obviously, it's carrying a big stake, and while the horse is in very good form, it seems a hard race to miss.
I know that you've been home since, so when you come back and you see him gallop this morning, can you see the improvement?
Yeah, definitely. His coat's improved out of sight since he's been here. He was just starting to get a bit of a winter coat when he first arrived in Queensland, but his coat's improved immensely, and very bright and happy on the track this morning. So okay. He obviously thrives in Queensland, and I do think he's improved from his first up run.
So, Tony, I'm the owner of the Bostonian. I'm very proud because we've won the 10,000, and I'm now thinking, gee, do I book a ticket for the weekend or not? So just I'm the owner, Tony, so spell it out. How are you going to tell the owner, what you're going to do this week?
Oh, look, obviously, 750,000 is a big carrot in front of you, and while you've got a fit horse in good form, the hard races to turn down.
Okay. It sounds like the trainer may be keen to go, but you'll have a chat with the owner.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah, okay. The filly Intrigue, who we saw at the Sunny Coast, we'll probably know a bit more tomorrow, relevance to first acceptances for the Oaks. Are you keen to run again?
No. Ideally, we'll run straight into the Oaks. It's obviously a very fit racehorse. She's had three runs over ground now, obviously on a heavy track at the Sunshine Coast last start. She has pulled up very well, but look, in an ideal world, she'll go straight to the Oaks, which would be lovely timing, and then obviously gives us the opportunity, should she run well, to back up in the Derby.
Okay. All right, we'll wait and see there. We'll wait and see on tomorrow what you decide with the owner. Obviously, Michael Carl has given you a good reaction to the way the Bostonian has improved as well. Good luck with the next 24 hours or so, mate.
Yeah, no, thanks, Andrew.